have a longish poem for you today, so I won't say much by way of preface, except that it was written by a poet called Optatianus, writing from exile to the Emperor Constantine around the year AD 325, and it's an appeal for mercy and restoration of his rights. The cool thing about it is that the first line is a refrain that's repeated in the very dead center of the poem and again at the end, and that if you look at the first letters of each line and read them down, it spells the same refrain. The same is true of the last letters of each line. So it's pretty incredible. I guess it got Constantine's attention because Optatianus was, in fact, recalled from exile shortly thereafter. It translates something like this. Sacred Caesar, pity your poet in your serenity. All-powerful Augustus, who make all mortal affairs glad with your nourishing divinity. May your name, Constantine, give to us for joy the muses of prolific poetry from this day forward under your leadership. For grim anxiety inhibits outstanding work. Let the Parcae now put recriminations to rest. Then a voice free from care will better celebrate your dominion, O steersman of virtues. My voice was scarcely able to compose those lines just now, and Calliope, my confidant, scarcely with a frightened nod, gave the go-ahead to her gloomy bard, even to speak, daring to announce the prayer and the sorrowful fate of the poet, in such a way that the poem encloses its sections with a specially distinguished border in a balanced structure, and such that the first character in each line is harmonious with what is in the middle, and the same is true of the final letters, running along quite aptly there from top to bottom. Both edges and the line that divides the beginning at the center could be the top line and recall it in verse. Sacred Caesar, pity your poet in your serenity. Nourishing one, safety of the globe, ornament of Rome, celebrated by reputation, better in fact, like a father in devotion, victor in the works of Mars, gently disposed to mercy, softening the harshness of the laws with justice, eternal strength and glory of the age, fulfillment of the hopes of good men, and happy abundance to their affairs, outstanding pillar of traditional courage and good faith, great parent of Rome, its avenger in civil wars, and welcome glory of the highest God, outstanding mind, savior of the world sent from on high. Through you comes peace, excellent commander, and through you comes rest free from wars. All things are made holy through you. Only your most trustworthy right hand provides rights and the bond of alliance, the sharing of life, to husbands. Have regard for me, great ruler, afflicted with the punishment of exile under a false charge. Vanquish with your devoted mercy the other charges in the case against me, O venerable divinity, and with your nod that is wont to overcome what is fated, sacred Caesar, pity your poet in your serenity. Sancte tui vatis, Caesar, miserere serenus. August omnipotens, alma mortalia cuncta, numine laetificans. Nobis aut gaudia nomen Constantine tuum, fecundi carminis ex hoc te ducedet musas. Nam tristis cura recusat egregios actus. Jam sedent crimine Parcae. Tunc melius dominum te vox secura sonabit, virtutum rector. Potuit vix pangere versu ista modo, maesto sic saltim dicere vati vix mihi Calliope habitanti conscia nutu ad nuit. Ausa precem, vatisque dicere fata tristia. Signato partes ut limite claudat, iure pari carmen. Mediis ut consonin omni sit nota prima sui, et sit pars extima talis. Quo medie primis occurrens aptius istic, ac laterum fines, et pars quae dividit orsa e medio, caput esse queat, versuque referre. Sancte tui vatis, Caesar, miserere serenus. Alme, salus orbis, Romae decus, inclute fama, re melior, pietate parens, ad Martia victor, mitior adveniam, per mulcens aspera legum, justitia, aeternae vires et gloria saecli. Spes data plena bonis, et felix copia rebus. Eximium columen veterum virtute fideque. Romae magne parens, armis civilibus ultor, et summi laus grata Dei, mens clara superne rebus missa salus. Per te, pax, optime ductor, et bellis secura quies, sanct omnia per te. Solis jura suis fidissima dextra maritis, et sociale jugum praebet, consortia vitae. Respice me, falsode crimine, maxime rector, exulis afflictum poena. Nam caetera causae, nunc objecta mihi venia venerabile numen vince pia, et solito superans fatalia nutu, sancte tui vatis, Caesar, miserere serenus.